At the Sturgis rally, anything goes. In one establishment in downtown Sturgis, a young woman is standing on a bar with a megaphone. She's wearing a bikini top and a pair of short cutoffs. For $25, bikers can drink liquor out of her belly button and lick whipped cream off her body.
It's what I would consider a hotbed for traffickers.
Dr. Elizabeth Talbot is a professor of social work at the University of South Dakota.
The very limited dress code that they have for women to be considered clothes really sets women up for exploitation.
Talbot has studied the issue of sex trafficking for about a decade. She's even spent time at the Sturgis rally.
All the men on all the bikes, of all the nudity that goes on at the rally, and it's an opportunity for traffickers to get their foot in the door in South Dakota.
Let's take a minute here to maybe clear up the difference between prostitution and sex trafficking. They are, you could say, separated by several shades of gray. The common notion is that in prostitution, a woman, or maybe a man, chooses to sell his or her own body. But
prostitution is no longer as we have stereotypically perceived it to be. Prostitution is now drug involvement and manipulation and taking advantage of young adults, young adolescents who are not mature enough to handle themselves.
You can find an example of how a young woman could be lured into the underworld of sex trafficking right on the streets of the Sturgis rally.
Danny Stiles.
I'm Jackie Trinillo. I'm 22.
20.
These two young women on Main Street Sturgis are wearing bikini bottoms and basically nothing on top but body paint and a few well-placed stickers. Their job is to hand out flyers and try to get passing bikers to come inside a nearby tattoo parlor. They can get tips whenever they pose with a biker for a photo.
We get a small, like, $200 for the 2 weeks, but most of our money comes from tips, yeah. Last year I did really well. I made about $1,500.
Trinello and Stiles hadn't heard that the day prior to this interview, there were several arrests made for sex trafficking right at the Sturgis rally.
I know things happen, but I didn't know that was going on. See, we don't go anywhere without one of our guys with us. We don't go anywhere alone.
But those like Professor Elizabeth Talbot say these two are at high risk of falling into the hands of sex traffickers. Talbot adds that it's entirely possible that they may already be victims.
These traffickers come on, especially to young adolescents, as boyfriends or really nice guys. And before they know it, they're doing things like standing on a street corner, barely dressed, handing out flyers. And the next thing would be like, well, do you want to make a little bit more money? Well, you can do this, and you'll make a little bit more money. And then, well, how about this? And you can make even more money. And by the way, do you want some drugs? Pretty soon they're deep into being sold for sex. And it doesn't happen to everyone, but it happens to enough.
This year at the Sturgis rally, there were 9 men arrested for taking part in sex trafficking. South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley is among those backing the sting operation that netted the suspects.
It was somewhat of a wake-up call to South Dakota that we were able to run an operation whereby we were selling 12-year-old little girls, and we were having people bring money and certainly take steps in making that happen, and I think that's a concern anywhere.
Back at the bar in the middle of the Sturgis rally, one of the bikers has bought a body shot. He's going bald, with graying hair around his unshaven face. His beer belly is hanging out a bit below his t-shirt and leather jacket. The young woman lays down on the bar and onlookers cheer while he sucks liquor off her belly and laps whipped cream off her torso. This is a common part of biker culture at Sturgis. But those like Talbot note it's not the culture of South Dakota.
Personally, I think they can have a rally, and a great rally, without exploiting women and children. And I think the people of Sturgis are just maybe not aware of how detrimental some of the behaviors that go on at the rally are to women and children.
South Dakota has received low rankings for its effort to combat sex trafficking from some national organizations. State and federal officials refute that the state is lacking in its effort to combat sex trafficking. The state legislature is due to look at a few laws dealing with the problem in the upcoming session. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.